Great Scott, Marty, we're back. Actually, no, we just went through daily savings. Hey, everybody, we're back. Once again, this is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, I'll be playing some music from a movie. Mostly from one movie, although there's a lot of carryover, because a lot of these songs are very popular for soundtrack films, or film soundtracks, and then you just end up with a lot of stuff that's in a lot of movies. But tonight we're talking about one of my radio idols, the man, the myth, the legend, that is Howard Stern. Well, over the weekend, my wife and I sat down and watched Private Parts again, and it's a fun movie. It's actually a really good movie. It's a really good feel-good movie. And when he says on the air that he doesn't want to make a second film because the first one was all about how great a husband he is and how he loved his wife, and then shortly after the movie came out, they got divorced and he married a supermodel. I could see how that wouldn't sit well with a lot of people. So better leave it there. Either way, Howard Stern's Private Parts is a fun movie. The fantastic soundtrack. It's the guy that gained a radio career during the 70s and 80s. So, you know, and musically, it's definitely in my wheelhouse. So, that's what we're playing tonight. A lot from that film, a lot from that album. And hope you have fun. I hope you don't mind sometimes. Again, we're in lockdown with COVID, of course. This is, what, week 497 of lockdown where I am recording once again from my basement, or as I call it, my fortress of solitude, mostly because it's a mess and my wife and kid don't want to come down here too much, which I don't blame them. But I'm doing laundry, so if you hear the laundry machine go or the dryer buzz or something, that's just, you know, what I'm doing with my space, which, you know, it's not a Zoom call for work. What are you going to do? Either way, we'll get into it now. From the soundtrack to the film Howard Stern's Private Parts, Rob Zombie, The Great American Nightmare. This is the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk. We'll be right back. Baba Booey, Baba Booey. Yeah, hey, everybody. Okay, here we go. That's the Ramones with Pinheads, Pinhead from the Private Parts soundtrack. And that's what we're doing tonight is actually a lot of music, some from the actual soundtrack, others just songs that were in the movie, as we revisit Howard Stern's Private Parts. Over the last little while, I bought a relatively new vehicle that had the Sirius XM radio in it with free for 3 months. And so I've been able to revisit and get myself reacquainted with one of my radio idols, one of the people that made me want to do radio as a career. That didn't end up panning out. Real life has a tendency to do that. But I've been able to get reacquainted with Mr. Stern, the king of all media, and my other two favorite morning men from Toronto radio from way back in the day. I am, of course, talking about Gene Vilaitis and Jesse Dillon, Jesse and Gene, from CFTR, Q107, The Hog. I think those are the main three. Q107 was a couple of times. Either way, they are back now and doing a podcast together. They both live on the west coast of this country. And you can find them on podcast.com. That's podcast.com. And their episodes, at least I believe for now, are free. And their chemistry is still there. And it's, what, 30 years later. Definitely worth listening to. 25 years later. Not quite 30. Sorry, dudes, you're not that old. Anyway, we keep it going. More from Private Parts. This is The Pretenders, Brass in Pocket, on The Soundtrack Show. 115 The Hawk. Baba Booey.
Got brass in pocket. Got pedal. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Got motion. Restrained emotion. Been diving, detailing, no visa, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep. Skank. So read, got something.
Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion, from the soundtrack to the film Private Parts. And that's what we're doing tonight, folks. We're doing all wall-to-wall music from the Stern movie. I went back and watched it over the weekend, and I had forgotten how much of actually a fun movie it is. So you watch the formative years of the man who would become the king of all media and of extraterrestrial radio, as it were. Either way, some great tunes on this album, including this one. Still Van Halen, Jamie's Crying, on the soundtrack show. 101.5 Lock. Black Sabbath and Paranoid from the soundtrack to the film Private Parts. And another one here. It's Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. This is the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. To get it.
White Band as featured in the film Howard Stern's Private Parts. And if that wasn't funky enough for you, this one should do the trick. Temptations' Papa was a Rolling Stone. And this is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk. And Baba Booey to you all.
Never watch a day in his life.
And mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
Papa.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Heck, come it.
Wherever he laid his hat.
would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, when he left, hey, his yeah. was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a lone, 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 lone.
Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he left, his hat was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a lone, lone,
Purple, Smoke in the Water. If you love music, you'll love Deep Purple. That is, of course, from the soundtrack to Private Parts, as we pay homage to that fine film. Next up, we have some Devo with Whip It on the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Please,
little soft cell, Tainted Love, coming to us out of the film Howard Stern's Private Parts. One more song to go from that album. We'll play a couple more tunes, and then we'll call it a night. The big finale of the movie, of course, took place in Central Park, where Howard and Robin and Gary and Jackie were, and Fred, are hosting a live concert in Central Park featuring AC/DC. I don't think that scene actually happened, but still a fun way to end the movie. Get the air guitars out, everybody. It's time to rock on a little You Shook Me All Night Long. AC/DC Soundtrack Show 101.5 The Hawk.
Joy. check. Well, some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. Goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kinda come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the DJ.
Last DJ, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I think the last big hit for them, too, before Mr. Petty passed away. As we wind down our tribute tonight to Howard Stern, Private Parts, the film, the biopic told the story about him coming up and becoming the great success we all know today. I mentioned off the top that I had originally my dream job was to be a radio disc jockey, talk show, something between the two. And my three big inspirations were Mr. Stern and a couple of guys a little more local than that from Toronto, Jesse Dillon and Gene Vilaitis. Jesse and Gene from Q107, CFTR before they became the All News Station, and and of course AM640, The Hog. But they made my mornings fun for years and years. And now they are back. I'll give them a little bit of plug. Give them a bit of a plug. Podcast.com, podkast.com. Go check them out. They are recording and they're doing a very nice job. And you can tell that the rapport, their banter, had never left them. They still have it and they're enjoyable to listen to. Each episode's half an hour. Not much out of your day, but it's a great, great time to listen. Anyway. With that being said, I'm going to play a song from one of their albums way back when. Jesse and Gene, Taking Care of Listeners, and we take it home tonight. Have a great week. See you next time, and be excellent to each other. Good night, everybody.
Fried and your radio is dying. You stop to think you're losing your toupee. This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
If it could to light.